You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, the next few days is very rough. Very, very rough, right? Because we have Thanksgiving coming up. And you were supposed to be dieting this whole time, right? We're supposed to be dieting. And we did it because of Halloween. And my kids did really, really good this year with Halloween. Two big bags. Of course, they ate all the good stuff and left me the dum-dums and the some candies I've never heard of. You know, the candies that are hard candies, they left me that. But all the chocolate and all the good stuff was gone. And so here you are, you're kind of finishing up the last of the Halloween candy, and, you know, you're looking at what clothes am I going to wear when, you know, we go to Thanksgiving, and you can't fit, and you're like, okay, well, Thanksgiving's only a couple days away, so I could try dieting, and then you can't diet because it's cold, and you start smelling all the goodies. Like, we got a basket today that had chocolates, and, oh, man, so I'm going to start gaining weight. I'm not happy, so I've got a I'm kind of looking at my butt and I'm starting to get a little depressed. So just, you know, don't fall into that trap. I want you to exercise. You guys could, you know, cheat Thursday for Thanksgiving. You can eat what you want to, but you really got to be good. Salads and vegetables and salads, right? That's all I'm going to have for the next few days, just so then I can eat my turkey. You know, Thanksgiving dinner, easily thousands of calories, very easily. You know, they say if you don't want to get fat on Thanksgiving, you know, cut the pie, cut the alcohol, cut the gravy. Well, that's all I eat. In fact, the gravy's in my soup. I love gravy with the chunks of the meat. Do you guys remember when we were younger, we'd be sick? And, you know, my mom would make chicken soup, and it was good. You know, she's not the best cook. But I loved those chunky soups that had the sirloin burger and the meat. I like meat in my soup, right? I like chili except for the beans, of course, but I really, really like meat in my soup. And so I would live for that. So honestly, you know, when there's gravy with the chunks of the meat, that could be my dinner. And I know that's really disgusting and it clogs the arteries, so I never do it because I'm all embarrassed. I like dark meat more than white meat. White meat is too dry. I've never liked white meat turkey. I like dark meat because there's more fat in it and it's just tastier. Cranberry sauce, never understood that. You don't make a sauce that's gelatinous of cranberries. Never understood that, but it's good to kind of mix it all in. The carrots are good. The problem is that somebody always makes a green bean casserole, and I don't think I have ever tasted a good green bean casserole. Green bean casserole is usually pretty disgusting because it's green beans. I don't like green beans. I don't really like a lot of things green. The problem with the green bean casserole, the problem with it is you have to try it because somebody brought it. So my recommendation to you all, which is what I need to do this year, is you be in charge of the green bean casserole. Then you don't have to eat it. See what I mean? Yeah, because if Aunt Flo comes, well, my Aunt Flo will be there, but that's a whole other story. But let's say Aunt Mary comes, and let's say Aunt Mary comes and she brings the casserole, you have to eat it. Yet if you cooked it, you could say, I know it's good, I made it, you don't have to put it in your plate. Because here's the other problem, too. When you do Thanksgiving dinner, I don't want anything touching my meat. I want to eat my meat without the taste of the cranberry. Oh, and then somebody makes homemade cranberry sauce, and you're like, oh, God, no. Oh, Dahlia, you've got to try my homemade cranberry sauce. It's healthy. Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. And then they slop it, and it gets on your meat. I'm not looking forward to Thanksgiving at all. Not at all. You know what we do? Honestly, you know, we go through the motions, and then we race back home, and we make our own turkey, and I just gnaw on the turkey and the gravy. That's how I do it. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I'm celebrating with my in-laws. My in-laws are cool. It's going to be cool, but I don't know what to do if somebody makes something homemade and I can't eat it. I can't fake it. I can't. I'm not a faker. Ask my husband. I just can't. So, we'll see. All right. Lot to talk about here. NFL players are going to be doing a brain disease study on what happens if you have multiple traumatic injury to the head. We are going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some similarities between chimpanzees and us as humans and what happens if they stop letting us use chimpanzees in the labs, which is something that they want to do, which I think is kind of scary. Also, women, you know, if you're taking hormone replacement therapy and your breasts start getting tender, that could be a sign that something's going on. So we need to talk about tender breasts. All right. I know you guys are going to like that story, but just sit through it. Oh, guys want something good. I'll find something good for you guys to listen to. Just don't turn away. All right. So we got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Please do. And don't forget to go to your local radio stations. You don't have to drive up. There's no drive through. Just call them and say, bring Dr. Dahlia to my city. All right, then you get more Dr. Dahlia, and more Dr. Dahlia is better, right? You want your double D's. Just tell them that I want my double D's. All right, so this is interesting. Teacher 35 years old is barred from class after running a porn site called MySluttyTeacher.com. What is going on with these teachers? Didn't we just have a story where a teacher was sexting a student? A teacher has been removed from her post after it was alleged that she had been operating porn websites from a computer the school provided her with, including one named MySluttyTeacher.com. Heidi Kaysen, 35, has been placed on paid leave while the porn ring she had apparently been running while teaching at Lincoln High School. All right. Several domain names were registered at her home in Stockton, California. This is ridiculous. All right. I don't have the pictures. Thank heavens. But they're showing her. She's sticking out her tongue. This is ridiculous. It has been claimed. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to read this. All right. Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's weird. You take a look at her. She looks like a nice blonde lady. You know, but I guess people do weird things. Well, look at what's happening now with Syracuse University. Another pedophile or sexual abuse allegations. What is going on? What is the attraction? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to vomit thinking about that. All right. Well, anyway, just make sure your kids aren't, you know, watching teacher porn. Unless that's the biggest thing. I don't know. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry,
I know why love service in the one. It's a litany on the side. Still get the shot. Money and air. this is limited yet. Now, if you're initiate glider, you'll leave the word shooting. Seven, you know, I asked my mom, so I said, you know, why is it? Now, I'm so, but what do you, and you know, we're strong.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls or questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Your emails at drdolly.com. And, of course, giving you the latest and the greatest in medical news and updated scientific achievements. We've got some cool stuff to talk about a little bit later this hour. So apparently there's a major push by advocacy organizations to stop research on chimpanzees. Hopefully within the United States, they're hoping within a year. They say the United States is one of only two countries that conduct invasive research on chimpanzees. The other is the Central African nation of Gabon. All right. They say now is the time to get these chimps out of invasive research and out of the labs. John Vandenberg, director of Southwest National Primate Research Center in San Antonio, one of six labs that house chimpanzees, agreed that this is a crucial moment. He said this could be the halt in all medical research with chimpanzees. I don't think he's for it, though. The Humane Society of the United States and other groups pushed the National Institutes of Health to commission a report on the usefulness of chimps in research due this year. The Society also joined with the Jane Goodall Institute, the Wildlife Conservation Society, and others to petition the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service to declare captive chimps endangered, as wild chimps already are, giving them new protections. This is a decision due in next September. Now, if the Great Ape and Protection and Cost Savings Act, now in Congress, goes through, it would ban invasive research on all great apes, including bamboos, gorillas, and orangutans. I mean, we've known there's been many similarities. A study actually today came out saying how young chimps, you know, play much like children do. They do a lot of things very similar to children, such as, you know, playmate and, you know, some complex plays and a lot of the behaviors. And so, you know, chimpanzees have so many likenesses to the human that it's they seem like the perfect animal to do tests on. Of course, yes, some of these tests can be pretty invasive. And, you know, we all saw Planet of the Apes, and many of us do believe that these chimpanzees could get mad and they could, you know, rule the Earth. That's why they prompted this. I think what happened is somebody saw Planet of the Apes, they got scared. They were like, oh, no, they're going to get mad, they're going to come after us. I don't know if they're going to get mad and become Planet of the Apes. I don't think we're going to become Planet of the Apes. I don't think that's going to happen in our lifetime. But, you know, I mean, if there is the possibility that there is going to be, if they are going to say, well, they're endangered, yes, we're going to have to do less testing on them. I mean, unfortunately, the testing's not going to slow down. It's not. There are so many things in the development with research, like Alzheimer's treatments. They are dying to test hundreds of different things on chimps in respect to Alzheimer's and cancer, etc. And as humans, many of us want the scientific developments. We want them. We don't want to think about what happens to the animals. We don't want to think about what happens to the labs. I don't. I try not to think about it. You know, I mean, I'm so excited with medical advancements, and I want these advancements to happen. And you know, we want to know what's safe in pregnancy and what isn't. But how do you think we get that knowledge? We get it by, you know, working on animals, little innocent animals. And so, you know, many of us, you know, we go to bed and I just try not to think about it. But it's not going to go away. There's going to be more and more advocacy groups trying to protect these chimpanzees. The only thing is if we cannot... If we cannot do the research that we need to do, what happens with all our medical and scientific advancements? What do we do? I don't know. I mean, this is going to go back and forth and back and forth. You know, what other animal can, you know, they've been doing rats, a lot of things with rats, but it's not enough. You know, remember they were talking about breast cancer in rats? They were injecting breast cancer in the, or I think it was even in mice. You know, poor little mouse is now getting breast cancer. So, you know, after the chimpanzees are going to try to protect the rats and the mice, so how do we research? What do? Are we going to allow there to be a halt? You can't stop knowledge. No, people are going to find a way. People are going to find a way. Maybe they'll start testing it on humans. They'll try to get human volunteers. Did you hear about that one test that happened we talked about earlier in the hour? There was a doctorate volunteer, a 57-year-old lady, who decided to self-stimulate herself to orgasm in an MRI so people could learn what happens to the brain during an orgasm. That's what we'll have. We'll have people that'll volunteer to be doing these tests. I hope she had a good time. That's all I could say. All right, speaking about a study, this is a nice study that's not including chimpanzees for anybody worried. They're going to be studying degenerative brain disease of former athletes, and might I say it's high time. They're going to take about 100 retired NFL players to learn how to diagnose a condition earlier in life as opposed to afterwards, because usually to confirm chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a destruction of the brain from chronic trauma, it's usually examined after death. So what they're trying to do is figure out how they could identify it prior to death. So Boston University Center has analyzed the brains of, you know, 70 former athletes, and now they're going to start a three-year study of living patients. They're also going to recruit 50 retired elite athletes from non-contact sports as a comparison. So they're going to take the 100 NFL players, and then they're going to compare it to 50 athletes who were non-contact sports. Now, the study is called DETECT, and of course, they're going to try to find differences between the NFL players and athletes who haven't had blows to the head. The subject's going to be flown into Boston for a variety of tests. They're going to have scans. They're going to have a spinal tap, psychiatric interview, a lot of neurological cognitive testing, etc. But the NFL players must be offensive and defensive linemen, have to be linebackers or defensive backs, no water boys, and had to be in those positions because those are the ones that had the most brain trauma. Now, the subjects are going to be between the ages 40 and 69. and suffer some of the symptoms of this CTE, which is the cognitive traumatic encephalopathy, either depression, either memory loss, headaches. Now, they aren't asking and choosing people based on number of concussions, because a lot of times you don't realize you've had a concussion. So they're, you know, many times you get knocked on the head and you don't know. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they come up with as a study they're going to do. I like it. I think it's a great study. I don't think it's going to hurt. They're going to be just evaluating people, and we'll see what happens. Okay? A lot of interesting things when it comes to the brain. Now, this is kind of sad. A British rock music fan apparently just killed himself. He stabbed himself to death because he had raging tinnitus or tinnitus. Now, that is very loud ringing of the ear. Robert McIndoe, 52 years old, was unable to sleep for 3 months after going to a band. It was the U.S. band, Them Crooked Vultures. And he said after he went to that band, it left him with severe ringing in the ears. Now, apparently this band is made up of former band members from Led Zeppelin, Foo Fighters, Queens of Stone Age, etc. And this is in London. Now, his psychiatrist said he accepted death as a side effect of stopping the noise. I can't believe it. The inquest heard he tried to commit suicide by taking an overdose at his home, but instead he decided to stab himself. He just didn't want to suffer anymore because of ringing in the ears. Ringing in the ears. That is so, I just can't believe somebody would be, you know, driven to that point where they could kill themselves. Look, any of you that have ringing in the ears, please see an ear, nose, and throat doctor and see if there are certain treatments that can be done. And please avoid these heavy, heavy, loud rock concerts. I know we all want to be up front. We all want to be by the stage so we can headbang. Dangerous. The amount of ear trauma, your ear can't handle that. We talked about hearing loss. 1 in 5 Americans have hearing loss, and we don't want you going above 85 decibels. These concerts can go up to 140. All right. You know, almost as much as a jet engine. You cannot. Or, I mean, if you go, use some earplugs. You have to do something to protect your ears. It's amazing. We blow off our teeth. We blow off our ears. Maybe we worry a little bit more about our eyesight. Maybe we watch our hearts a little bit more, but it's amazing how we don't take care of certain parts of our body. We don't take care of our feet. We don't. We wear crappy shoes, crappy flip-flops. Later, we start getting foot pain, and then we want to know why. And foot pain leads to knee pain, leads to hip pain, leads to back pain. It's not good. You know, my job on this show will be to reinforce, don't blow things off. You blow off your teeth, you could get a heart attack. Right? Poor gum disease and periodontal disease leads to heart attack. You blow off your ears, you can't hear. Could increase dementia. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the way. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, the one thing that has been rising in the crime world are people performing medical procedures, cosmetic procedures, or even practicing medicine without a license. It is more and more common. I've talked to a lot of local authorities who said, Dahlia, there are people that go down to Mexico, they buy medications. They're in their house. People know where to go. They say, look, I want an antibiotic and I can't afford to go to my doctor. And these people go to Mexico, buy these medications, have like a store in their house and sell them. And they're not doctors. They're not doctors. Now, if any of you are doing that, I advise you not to. Do not let anybody give you an antibiotic or a medication from a foreign country without you being properly diagnosed. This is very, very scary. Another thing people are doing is they're getting cosmetic surgery from people that aren't cosmetic surgeons. A Georgia woman apparently was arrested in downtown Washington, D.C. From a hotel last month after being charged with administering illegal silicone injections to women. 45-year-old Kimberly Smeldy, right? She had apparently injected an exotic dancer with silicone in her buttocks and hips. The shots were administered on a bed in her hotel room. She was paid $4,000 for four shots. The dancer said 2 days after her final injection, she became ill, spent 10 days in the hospital, suffering from ailments, including silicone in her lungs. Then this lady Smeldy was busted last month at one of the hotels in which she was working, and she had 3 18-gauge medical needles, those are kind of big, and one of her handbags, and also they found a text from another woman asking to get her hips done. You see, there's this whole black market for cosmetic surgery going on out there. Now, you all know that I desperately need cosmetic surgery. Lord knows. I don't need, though, silicone injection. Silicone, what that does is it gives you volume. It's a volumizer. So if you have a skinny butt, I would love to know what that feels like. But if you have a skinny butt, it enhances the curve, supposedly. But you don't be injecting, you know, injecting silicone, that's what they used to do with breasts. In the olden days, to have a breast enhancement, they would just inject silicone into the breast. Right, this was before implants, and I have a patient where you see the lines and the tunnels of silicone that dripped down into the abdomen, and she has these hard masses of silicone on her breasts, under her breasts, in her abdomen. So I've seen what that does. But that's what they did. That's what doctors did decades ago. Now you're just having people, schmoes, saying, hi, I can do this for you. They get a hold of the medication illegally, and you pay them. But I mean, gosh, $4,000, that doesn't look like a great deal, people. It does not look like a great deal. So my suggestion to you is please, please, please be careful. All right. So speaking of breasts, you know, many of us take combination hormone therapy, estrogen and progesterone, after menopause. Of course, after the Women's Health Initiative study, less of us do. Your doctor is probably going to make sure you aren't at risk for heart disease, hopefully at lower risk of breast cancer, although I don't think any of us are at low risk for breast cancer, even men. You know, we all could get hit with some sort of breast cancer. But they said women who feel breast tenderness could be a sign of cancer or a risk factor. The study showed that developing new breast tenderness after the start of hormone therapy was associated with increased breast cancer risk in women taking estrogen and progesterone, but not women taking estrogen. Now, that's odd because estrogen has been shown to be an issue if you have an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. But they say it was the women taking the combination therapy that had more of a problem. That's interesting. And what's also interesting is back with the Women's Health Initiative back in 2002, they said women that had aggressive breast cancer were the ones with estrogen and progesterone, but not the estrogen only. So there's something to this progesterone that they need to figure out. All right, so it makes sense. What they're saying is, you know, when you're younger, for those of you that don't have female breasts, when you're younger and you go through PMS, you know, your breasts get tender. That's how we know our period's coming. That's also how we know when we're pregnant. You know, our breasts are very tender. They swell. And we get very grumpy. You know, husbands are happy, but we get grumpy. Well, after menopause, you really don't seem to have the breast tenderness. You aren't supposed to, theoretically. I think some of us still hurt. So if all of a sudden you go from no pain to now starting to be tender in the breast and you're taking hormones, that's a sign to get your breasts into a doctor and get them checked. And I'm sure usually the breasts are the first things through the front door. So make sure you do that. It could be a sign that something is going on, okay? You know, in the news, they've been talking about the Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore split. Now there's reports saying that she was bisexual, and he had known this, and they had had very open, an open marriage. Okay, now I'm not sure what that means. If people were coming over and they were all having a party, I don't know what that means. You know, I like to think of my Hollywood stars as, kind of having the, typical traditional, type of union, not doing swinger type parties. But again, I don't know. I've always been a huge fan of Bruce Willis, so I guess, some of that translated to, all right, well, then Demi Moore couldn't be that bad. But I've never been a huge fan of hers. But, people always ask me, how could somebody be bisexual? You're either gay or you're not. No, there's some people that prefer both. I think 1% of the population, it's a statistic, 1% of the population is bisexual, where they get turned on by both. Look at Anne Heck. Anne Heck, or is it Hetch? I don't know how to pronounce it. Remember, she was with a man, then she was with Ellen DeGeneres, and then she went back to men. And I believe she got married. So I think bisexual is probably more common than homosexual. All right? But the numbers aren't out there. They say there's more homosexuals than bisexuals. But I think there's many people that have admitted to me they are turned on by both sexes, but they prefer to be with this one, and that's why they're married, or they prefer to, many people before they decide to be homosexual are bisexual. So that's why I think the number is worse. But again, if people aren't reporting, if people aren't being polled, they come up with under-polled numbers. So that's what's going on there. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say Saudi women with attractive eyes may be forced to cover their eyes up. They say women with attractive eyes may be forced to cover them up under Saudi Arabia's latest repressive measure. They say the ultra-conservative Islamic State said it has a right to stop women revealing tempting eyes in public. Okay, if you cover their eyes, how do they see? They'll bump into, they'll bump into things. Women in Saudi Arabia, this comes from Mail Online, the Daily Mail, already have to wear the long black cloak called an abaya. They have to cover their hair, and in some regions conceal their face while in public. If not, they face punishment, including fines and public floggings. I would not do well in Saudi Arabia at all. I would not do well. I have a lot of wardrobe malfunctions. I don't mean to, but I do. So I would be flogged all the time. All right. They're also banned from driving by religious edict and cannot travel without authorization from their male guardians. Oh, my gosh. My husband would never let me drive. Oh, no way. Oh, no way. I get a lot of tickets. In September, a Saudi woman was sentenced to 10 lashes for defying the driving ban. Remember, but she was spared when King Abdullah stepped in to stop the public flogging. So that's kind of interesting. How do you cover up the eyes? Some of these Saudi women, they're beautiful. And I guess the eyes, we've talked about sexual enticements and things that are found sexy. And sometimes covering up can be almost more sexy than being revealing. There's many men that have said, or many people that have said, they find it sexier when that's why I always wore turtlenecks and long jeans and slacks, polyester pants. I thought I'd be sexier. No, there's two kind of schools of thought. One is, you could be just, wardrobe malfunctioning all over the place. But, other people, they kind of like the peekaboo type of thing. And so, I'm sure it could be, I don't know how they're going to walk around the place if they have to cover their eyes. All right, guys, great show. This is your stop. You have a great rest of the day. If not, keep listening to more Dr. Dolly, and we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.